4 o'clock hour, a little bit late. Don't tell anybody. Is Huey Lewis in the news, Jimmy?
Yes, it is.
I like your music today, man.
Yeah, because today is Christopher Lloyd's birthday, 86 years old.
Back to the Future.
Yep.
How old's Christopher Lloyd? Is that on the show sheet?
Is that Doc Brown?
There's no way Solana knows who Christopher Lloyd is.
Is that Doc Brown? Or Doc?
Yeah.
Whatever? Doc,
yes.
Was it Doc Brown?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's Doc Brown. Yeah.
Ichiro is 51 today. Shaggy is 56. Jeff Goldblum, one of the weirdest guys in Hollywood, 72. I love Jeff Goldblum. I love The Fly. I love him in Jurassic Park. He's an odd bird. He filled in for Jimmy Kimmel one week, a couple months ago, and I watched him conducting interviews. He's just flipping weird, man. He is everything you see on TV and movies.
I love him in a couple movies, though. I do love him.
What's that?
Jurassic Park.
Oh, he's great in the movies.
And
Independence Day.
I mean, man, I love that guy.
Let me give you the stock market report. Start the hour here. Brought to you by Kendall Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram. Home of the $21,000 discount. Kendall Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram.com. Really nothing going on Wall Street. Dow Jones was down 6 points, which is 0.02%. S&P 500 was down 2 points, and the NASDAQ was up 33 points. So just about no activity on Wall Street at all. I guess let's get headlines. We do have one more pair in the next hour for Heat tickets for tomorrow night. So if you want to win your way into opening night at the Heat, got to be listening. Keep listening. We'll give away that final pair next hour. We are giving away a Dave & Buster's gift card, a $250 Dave & Buster's gift card, which you can use at Dave & Buster's in Hollywood. If you want to win that, go to WQAM.com, click on contests, and you can submit your registry right there. And maybe win $250 at Dave & Buster's in Hollywood. We love that place. All right, let's get headlines with Solana, brought to you by Dorel Volkswagen. At Dorel Volkswagen, choose from over 300 new Volkswagen models in stock, like the Tiguan, Taos, and Atlas. And remember, when it comes to Volkswagen, the great deals are at Dorel Volkswagen.
Hawk, I don't know if you saw this, and it's not really a headline, but I just wanted to bring it to your attention because I have a question for you. The NBA, they announced like some big initiative. They're going to start to collab with content creators. It's called the NBA Creator Program. They're going to do special behind-the-scenes stuff, whatever. And I'm sure you know Kai Cenat. He is a big-time YouTuber.
I love
YouTuber.
That guy. Now, I don't watch the stream, but right. I do see clips. And I know my son watches him. Mm-hmm. But I do see clips because John Cena was in his, I don't know if it's a basement or whatever, but he was there gaming with him the other night. And I've seen Kevin Hart there before.
Yeah, yeah. The clips are always good. And he always has... whatever, the basement or the room decked out like perfectly for whatever the event is, which I think is awesome.
Yeah.
I wonder, like, the Costco guys. You know I'm talking about the Costco
love
guys?
Love those guys. That's Costco and Boca, you know.
Yeah. Well, they were at FAU a couple weeks ago.
Yes, they were. So, yes, they were.
Do we love those guys still? Or at what point are we just sick of them?
Those guys, I don't know, because I feel like we could befriend them on the show, but are they parodying themselves, or is that really what they're doing? I can't stop watching them. I made my wife, she had never heard of them, and I made her watch, this was like a week ago, I made her watch maybe 50 videos of them, but it's the same thing. The dad is way over the top, AJ. Like, you could tell, like, he's a Little League coach, and you can tell, like, he is, I mean, out of central casting, a Little League coach. What's the kid's name?
AJ, no?
No, AJ's the dad. The kid is... I'm blanking on their names.
Damn. I've seen these guys so many times and I don't... Oh, Big Justice. Big Justice.
Big Justice, yeah. They bring the boom! The thing failed miserably at FAU. It was an unmitigated disaster.
Awful.
And they tried it again and they're like, all right, this time later, everybody, 1, 2, 3, boom! But no one did it. No one knew what they were doing out there. I feel like we could befriend them. I don't know. I've never heard of a chicken bake before. Mm-hmm. I guess they have those at Costco, these chicken bakes, because Big Justice loves those.
Yeah, they do.
AJ loves the double chunk chocolate chip cookies. Mm-hmm. I feel like there's a million lines we could give DBJ.
Yes.
I never brought it up because I didn't think you knew who they were. I know Crowder doesn't know who they are.
I am all in on the absolute depths of Instagram stardom. Like, if there's somebody on Instagram who deserves or doesn't deserve to be famous, but they are, I'm the reason why they're famous. My algorithm
those guys,
is bad.
They were at the Bananas game at the Lone Depot game. Park.
So I don't know if I'm getting sick of them now. And by the way, they're not doing anything different. I don't know if I'm getting sick of them because they were at the Knicks game. You saw that, like the preseason scrimmage. And what are you doing there? Like, the dad is wearing, you think I look ridiculous in a cutoff? I mean, he's wearing a jersey.
So he's jacked. I've seen him with a shirt off on one of his videos. He's super muscular.
Is he jacked?
But it's a weird, thick jacked.
Mm-hmm.
And the jersey he's wearing in that Knicks game is so absurdly small that it looks ridiculous.
He has big calves and big arms. He has a weird body, though, man. Like a weird body shape.
All up here.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't stop watching those guys, and I don't know if I hate them too or if I love them.
Yeah, there's something there.
Because you could tell, wherever they're at, he's like, hey, come do a video with us, because they put anyone in there.
Yeah.
Like, it used to be just him and Big Justice, and now it's like anyone that's around, he's like, yeah. And then they go to the place, you know, and it's like, oh, I'm having a donut here. I give it five booms. Boom,
boom, boom.
It's every video is the same thing. I don't know what to do with it. They spoofed him on SNL this weekend.
Did they? Damn.
Yes. They did a TikTok spoof on SNL. So it was like they parodied a whole bunch of different TikTokers. That's how I started making my wife watch it all. Because I'm like, you don't know who those guys are, do you? I'm like, they're from Boca.
The dad, 100%, has his eyebrows painted on, too, which bothers the hell out of me.
Mascara. That's mascara. There's no doubt in my mind.
Everything about them is just bizarre.
They bring the boom.
They do. Sometimes five.
Sometimes five booms.
Jimmy, how many chicken bakes did you eat today?
The double chunk chocolate chip cookies. He loves the chicken bake, which I guess is just like a chicken patty.
It's a long empanada.
I normally go for the pizza and the hot dog. I don't go for the chicken bake.
Who asked you?
He asked me if I...
No, I'm going to ask you anything. I'm just teasing, Jimmy. Just an easy joke.
Yeah, because I was looking at this press release by the NBA, and I'm saying it won't be long before we have, like, Big Justice and AJ sponsoring threes. So
right.
Eric Reed's going to go, and that's another kaboom! Sponsored by Big Justice and AJ. Make sure to get your chicken bake at Costco.
Jaime Jaquez Jr. brings the boom!
All right. I'm glad we're all on the same page here. Because
I'm so glad that I know someone who watches this, because I thought I was like in this like a lonely spot, and I want to talk to them about someone, but no one knows them.
Yeah.
And I'm so glad you do.
You never know if the person that is constantly on your timeline, who's getting millions of views, by the way, that's why you're pulling it on your Instagram reel. If anybody else has them on your Instagram reel.
Right.
And if they don't, it's just weird. How do you explain Big Justice and AJ to anybody who's never seen them?
You can. I tried it with my wife, and she just never grasped what I was watching, what I was trying to. But like you and I, we loved Cousine.
Cousine, yeah.
I mean, we were totally in on that guy. Mm-hmm. And no one, but he had millions of views. But no one knew besides us and Ryan at Funky Buddha who Cousine was.
Take care, brush your hair is literally at the end of our show. It's the last thing you hear.
Right.
How many
no
people
one knows
know
what
about
that
it?
Is?
Yeah. Omar Kelly just texted me. I have no idea who are these social media people?
Yeah, and he wouldn't. There's no way. I don't know why we know.
I mean, they're at the Knicks game, and they're not even. I guess the dad is originally from Long Island, I think. So
I guess they look like the typical New Yorker Boca, yeah, you know, route that, yeah, goes back and forth. Double chunk chocolate cookies.
We've got to do a whole game for DBJ.
But nobody's going to know it. I was going to bring it up a couple weeks ago, but I just don't think anyone's going to know it.
Yeah, but nobody understands half the things we're giving them.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. All right. We're giving it to them for FSU then.
Yeah. By the way, the only reason I had Shaggy on the birthday list, because that would normally fall under a category of somebody I'd put on the birthday list, is to play this.
She called me Mr. Bombastic. She saved me fantastic. Touched me on the back. She saved me. I'm Mr. Romantic.
Man. That was excellent.
Yeah. Whoa. All right. Now your headlines.
What happened?
Nah, Jimmy was trying to make a joke, but it's all right.
I didn't hear it.
Yeah. Panthers, wild tonight. You like this? The Frozen Frenzy, as they're calling it?
Yeah, sure. Why not? So all 32 teams are playing tonight. They're starting all the games staggered times. So every game will go off, you know, whatever, 10 minutes after the next one or 5 minutes after the other one. And that's why the Panthers game drops the puck at 6:30 tonight. If you're going to the Amerant Bank Arena, 6:30 tonight.
Capitals Flyers kicks things off at 6. And then, yeah, Panthers Wild at 6:30 p.m. Lightning Devils at 6:45. That goes all the way until 11 o'clock tonight when the Kings and Golden Knights drop the puck at 11.
All right.
You're still keeping up with the Cats? I know they haven't played in a couple days since Saturday, but like, did you watch that game Saturday? You had a bet on it, right?
Panthers, yeah, that was the second leg of a parlay.
Yeah, that's right.
Actually, we were out. It was our anniversary. We were out, but I was watching. We were at Chops Lobster Bar, but I was watching it.
Yeah.
Because I said to my wife, Hard Rock was offering me a buyout on the bet, on the parlay. I had already won the first leg, which was the Canes game, and the buyout, I think it was a $100 parlay. The buyout was like $126. And I'm like, should I take it? She's like, yeah, take it, $126. But the winning ticket would have paid like $292. I'm like, I'm not taking that.
Yeah, you're a man.
Yeah. Man.
You brought the
big. They made it $135, maybe.
Damn, this sucks. Mike Evans, according to Pro Football Talk, expected to miss at least 3 games. Who the hell is Baker Mayfield going to throw the ball to?
Oof.
Man, that sucks.
Take his rushing overs again.
Maybe they're interested in Julian Hill. We'll send him over for a bag of peanuts. What do you want for right. Julian Hill?
Julian Hill brings the boom!
And a 10-yard holding penalty every single time. Hawk, what's that sandwich place that you love? Portillo's. They send us over one of those lemon loaves, packaged up for
lemon
you
cake.
And I. Lemon cake, whatever. Yeah, they can have Julian Hill for 2 lemon cakes.
Fair enough.
All right, couple NBA opening night games tonight. The NBA is back. You got the Celtics and the Knicks at 7:30 p.m. And then you have the Lakers and T-Wolves. That'll be a 10 p.m. game. I moved my Hard Rock Bet app, like the actual app, into a folder and I forgot. And I just panicked because I couldn't find it. I was going to open up the
same. Oh, I thought you were going to say you moved it to hide it from yourself so that you wouldn't, like, because I have it right there on the front page. I thought you were like, oh, yeah, I moved it to the 5th page inside a folder. That way I can't get to it.
Celtics are 5.5-point favorites tonight versus the Knicks. The game is in Boston. They're going to raise the phony banner over there. And then the Lakers, they're going to host the Minnesota Timberwolves. Remember, they traded Carl Anthony Towns. He's a New York Knick now. So Anthony Edwards and Julius Randle, Rudy Gobert versus Bronny and the Lakers.
All right.
FIU plays tonight. Sam Houston State, 7:30 p.m. It's Vice Night at FIU. I actually saw the field, and it looks sweet, really sweet. I'm sure they'll have a packed house tonight at Pitbull Stadium.
Going?
Jimmy?
I was talking to you.
Me?
You're the FIU grad.
Huh.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe.
Aren't you their voice of soccer on ESPN3?
I am the FIU men's soccer color analyst on ESPN+. Yes.
Somebody texts in, Julian Hill brings the poo.
That'll be a 7:30 p.m. tip-off. They'll have a yacht on the field, by the way.
Tip-off.
Yacht. Kickoff. And MLS game tonight, wild card. The only reason why I bring it up, I know, Hawk, you don't care and nobody really cares, but Inter-Miami will play the winner of Atlanta versus Montreal tonight. So we got to
No, I do care. This is the time of year that I pretend like I'm a big fan of the team.
Man, if they win a championship, that'd be so much fun. So much fun. All right, Hawk, your weather from the Demesman and Dover Law Firm. Call them, 866-954-MORE, youraccidentattorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7. Right now in South Florida, it continues to be partly cloudy, but it's like 80 degrees, 82 degrees. Tonight, the lows, they'll drop into the low 70s. That is your boom.
Like, does your fiance, if you said to her double chunk chocolate cookies, would she know what you're talking about?
Not in the slightest. We live in two different worlds, huh? Literally. We live in two different worlds.
So she's at, like, she's got her algorithm, you've got yours, and never the two shall meet.
She is an esthetician and a nurse practitioner, and all her algorithm shows her is like Botox, fillers, lips. I mean, she has no idea.
Listen, I'm not certain that AJ has not had Botox, filler, and lips. And he's certainly got like the permanent eye makeup.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and my algorithm is Big Justice and AJ, Cousine, and this one girl that I am fascinated with who ends every reel with, let that sink in.
Yeah. Mine is filled with chill fam.
All right. Make sure you do this this next commercial. And listeners, turn your radios all the way up.
Oh, my God.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
You have part of your ass on your foot.
Not a deformity. It's a skin graft. Huh.
It's a deformity. I hate to...
Crowder.
Let's do a quick 15 minutes of Game Day Uncensored. It's brought to you by the Lexus RX, the luxury SUV. For those who never want to lose their edge, experience amazing at your Lexus dealer. And if we look ahead to Sunday, you'll have Game Day Uncensored beginning at 9 a.m. Brendan Tobin, Alejandro Solana, Adam Beasley, Omar Kelly, breaking down Miami and Arizona. Dolphins are a 3-point favorite, believe it or not, over the Cardinals. But yesterday, Crowder disappeared for a couple hours today to tape Saquon Barkley with the pivot. But yesterday, when we were reacting to the Dolphins game, I had asked Crowder for some letter grades, and I said coaching, and he said F. And then I read from USA Today, they had coaching at a B-. And he couldn't believe that. And I wanted to share today from the Sun Sentinel, they did letter grades on all the positions and coaching, and then they did stock up, stock down. I'm just going to give you coaching because it's a different grade than what we heard yesterday. In the Sun Sentinel, they give coaching a D. Still better than Crowder's F, but still a D. And they write, okay, we all clamored for the Dolphins to stick with the run after it was effective in the previous win against New England. But no one said take Hill and Waddle out of the game entirely to get it done. Also, the decision to kick the long field goal instead of going for it on 4th-and-1 after Ingold was stopped on 3rd-and-1 could be questioned, but the points were vital there if Miami could have gotten that kick to go through. So I agree. There is no scenario in the world that Tyreek Hill and Jalen Waddle should be as useless as they were on Sunday. That, to me, is on coaching and on the quarterback. I give coaching either a D or an F when it comes to Sunday's game. But I do agree with the decision to kick the field goal. Missing that field goal in a dome. That's on Jason Sanders. You've got to hit that field goal if you're an NFL kicker. So I don't mind going for the field goal there. In the Sun Sentinel, stock up and stock down. Stock up, Jonnu Smith. That's an easy one. We've gone from Miami's new tight end and being a complete non-factor early in the season to now being the only pass catcher the Dolphins can find. His big game, although it came down with so much of the Colts' defensive attention geared towards Hill and Waddle, can give to a big boost over the middle upon his return. An honorable mention for Hand on the defensive line. He's played more than 30 defensive snaps in four consecutive games, contributing three tackles, one for loss, and a quarterback hit on Sunday. Stock down, according to the Sun Sentinel, Tyreek Hill. Also an easy one, they say, after he was taken out of the game by Indianapolis's pass defense, which entered ranked 26th. Sure, the quarterback play has something to do with it, but at 294 receiving yards through six games, it's not even a guarantee he'll end up with a 1,000-yard season, let alone his previous lofty goals of 2,000 from last season. I disagree with that. I don't think any of that's on Tyreek Hill. You can't tell me that Tyreek Hill is doing anything different this season than he did last season or the seasons with Kansas City. This, for me, is all quarterback play. And when you write there that the Indianapolis defensive backs shut him down, even though they're ranked 26th, I would submit to you, no, they're ranked 26th because they're not very good. That's another reason the quarterback needs to get the ball up in the air towards Tyreek Hill.
At least give him a chance, which is what you were saying yesterday. Like, at a certain point, just throw the ball. Like, he's double covered. Who cares? He's Tyreek Hill.
Who
just
cares?
Give him a chance. Give him a chance. I'd rather the ball go towards Tyreek Hill and it gets picked off, but at least you're trying to get him the ball. You're trying.
That game was so frustrating on so many levels. But for me, the most frustrating part was watching Tyreek Hill and Jalen Waddle not get targets.
Run wind sprints. They're doing cardio out there, Hawk.
Crazy. I mean, just crazy to me. Literally. Throw the ball up in the air.
Yeah.
Try to get a PI.
Throw it as far as you can. 10 times. Throw it as far as you can 10 times, and at least one of those 10 times, Tyreek Hill is going to find a way to go get the ball.
Absolutely infuriating, but it does remind me, and we started the show, if you weren't listening at 2 o'clock, I read to you and Crowder a David Fioronis tweet. The Miami Dolphins, passing leaders through six games. The passing leader for the Miami Dolphins through six games is Tua Tagovailoa, who has played six quarters.
Oh, my God.
He's got 483 yards passing. Tyler Huntley has 377 yards. Skylar Thompson, 187 yards. And Tim Boyle, 153 yards. The fact that you've played six games and Tua played a game and a half and is still your leading passer doesn't say to me that Indianapolis shut down Tyreek Hill. Because they didn't play Indianapolis for 4.5 games. It's an indictment on your backup quarterback play. Period, end of story.
This is where you and I differ. It is an indictment on the backup quarterback play, and I'm with you. The Dolphins obviously dropped the ball in a very big way by not having a good backup quarterback. Like, we're in agreement there. But I still think you have Tyreek Hill, you have Jalen Waddle, you have weapons. You have Odell Beckham Jr., who you got. You have Jonnu Smith. I mean, you have guys, Devon Achane, Raheem Mostert, who can also catch passes in the backfield. It is, to me, more of an indictment on the head coach. Not figuring out a way, Hawk, to adjust and to find ways, regardless of the situation, regardless who's throwing passes, to get those guys the ball. After four games, and a bye week included, 5 weeks to figure it out for one game to at least... At least
quarterbacks who are literally incapable of getting the ball out to them.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. Because I saw it with Tyler Huntley. I saw it with Baltimore. I'm not saying he turned into Peyton Manning or Tom Brady. I'm not saying that. But he didn't look like this. He didn't look this inept. with Baltimore. He won some games with Baltimore, filling in for Lamar Jackson. Harbaugh figured out a way, despite his deficiencies, to put him in a position to make some plays. Mike McDaniel has not figured out a way, despite having 5 weeks to do so, to put his players in a position to make plays. That, to me, is a huge, huge indictment on the head coach. Huge.
It's fair. I'm not disagreeing with any of that. But for me, knowing what the Dolphins offense has done with Tua and Mike McDaniel, and watching what's happened since, that's an indictment to me on personnel. Now, could Mike McDaniel figure out some way to maximize their talents? Maybe. Okay, I'll give you that. John Harbaugh seemingly had more success with Tyler Huntley than Mike McDaniel has had. But the personnel decisions of keeping Skyler over Mike White, bringing in Tim Boyle over anyone, literally anyone, and then just trying to make it work with Tyler Huntley when he's been on the team for 2-3 weeks. Just bad personnel decisions, right, over and over and over again.
Agreed. And I'm the blame here. I'm the guy who said Skylar Thompson. I was the leader of the Skylar Thompson Brigade. So clearly I don't know anything either. But, bro, this guy is under Mike McDaniel for 3 years, and he made no progress from the last time we saw him, almost beating Buffalo in a playoff game. He made no progress. He got worse over 3 years. Aren't you supposed to be developing him? There's a reason they kept him. Isn't it the head coach's job to develop a player you've kept for 3 years to make him better under your guidance? And they didn't?
Somebody texts in, tweets in, guys, they were playing two safety over the top. Essentially, both Tyreek and Waddle were double covered. Yeah, we talked about that yesterday. In that easy tweet explanation, then you can never have a star receiver in the NFL. Play two safety over the top, you never have a star receiver because everybody's double covered. It just doesn't work that way. The reason that Tyreek Hill gets as much money as he does, the reason Jaylen Waddle gets the contract extension that he does, is because they're able to make you pay if you double team them. You are able, a good quarterback and a good scheme and a great receiver is able to figure out a way to beat a double team. It's as silly as saying, oh, you want to take Michael Jordan out of the game? Double team him. Like, there's a reason that they're superstars at what they do. So I get conceptually going into a game. But Randy Moss went into every game with a defensive coordinator saying, we'll double Moss. And guess what? Randy Moss still had 12 receptions for 160 yards. It's not because they forgot he was out there. Because the quarterback had either A, the confidence to throw it to him, even if he was double covered. B, he was running routes that got himself free of the double coverage. Or C, he's just better than the double coverage. And that's how I feel about Tyreek Hill. I get it. I get going into a game and ostensibly scheming out their best offensive threat. But why wouldn't every team do that against every top receiver? Why wouldn't every top receiver end a game with one reception for 8 yards?
Yeah, and when I'm putting the blame on McDaniel, Hawk, don't get it twisted. You know how I feel about Chris Greer. Like, I'm not saying that this doesn't fall on him, because I think part of it is an offensive line that has holes outside of your two tackles, maybe. And the other part of it is just the fact that they're not well built anywhere outside of Tyreek Hill, Jaylen Waddle, and Tua Tagovailoa. But to your point, how did Randy Moss continue to get targets? Well, there was a scheme drawn up by a play caller, by an offensive coordinator, to figure out a way to get the guy who's the highest paid player on your roster the ball. And who's responsible for that? Mike McDaniel.
Do you think Tyreek Hill wasn't getting double teamed last year?
Right.
I mean right. It's such a simple, I get it. If I'm the defensive coordinator, I'm going to say, hey, we got to double team Tyreek Hill. or we got to play two safety over the top because we don't want to have the receivers beat us. But guess what? They were saying that all last season. And Tyreek's flirting with 2,000 yards.
And it's not just this game, man, because, you know, people are saying, oh, there were plays. Huntley just didn't get the ball to him. Man, this isn't just a one-game sample size. You're talking about four games with different quarterbacks, not just Huntley, Skyler, Boyle, Huntley. Four games where Mike McDaniel couldn't figure out how to get Waddle and Tyreek the ball, Hawk. Four games.
Anyway, I don't want to get all worked up again. Well, the Panthers tonight, you got the Heat opening tomorrow. We have one final pair of Heat opening night tickets to give away in the next hour, in the 5 o'clock Funky Buddha happy hour. Someone listening to this program is going to win a pair of tickets for Heat and Magic tomorrow night, opening night at the Kaseya Center.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
I'm just saying that I'm Hawk. We talk Tua. Hawk Tua.
Hawk and Crowder.